Well, guess what week it is, folks? Yes, it's once again, it is Fed Week. So what do we can we expect from Fed Week? Well, I want to just give you some context on this. I've never seen in my over 30 years of doing this, the Federal Reserve having this much power over all the markets. The stock market is at the hinges of breaking or rallying on the Fed. Housing is on the same thing. So what do we expect from the Fed this week? That's what we're going to talk about here in this episode. So the Fed is meeting this week. They're going to meet tomorrow and Wednesday. Then they're going to come out on Wednesday and tell us exactly what they've done or what they're planning on doing, and then what their projection is for the future. So you can speculate all over the map what's going to go on, but I like to give you context. Here's what I thrive on my channel. My goal here on this channel is to inform you guys everything real estate, from housing to interest rates to different programs, down payment assistance, and all the ball of wax. So if you're out there looking to buy your first house or maybe your first investment property, we can get some guidance from us. So without further ado, let's get over to the mainstream media to see what the headlines are telling us this week. So the first thing we're going to see is stocks rise as hopes build the Federal Reserve will pause. So that's what everybody's expecting, but there's a lot of Fed people coming out saying, I don't think we're going to pause. We might actually increase rates. So they actually saying that just to basically for a distraction, because if the Federal Reserve, if the people that sat on the Fed, they came in and said, okay, we're going to drop rates and we're going to continue to drop those through the rest of the year. What would happen? Well, rates would plummet. Housing market would overheat once again. The stock market would rally, putting us in even a worse position than we are now. So they're coming out and saying, oh, I don't know what they're going to do. So on this channel, what we try to do is dissect to give you guys basically ahead of the markets news. So let's get over without further detail. Let's figure what's going on in the economic calendar, see if there's anything in here that might give us some hints on what they're going to do. So the first thing out, we have nothing on Monday, which there usually isn't anything out on Monday. Then we have on Tuesday, we have a lot of things coming in right here. You can see CPI, and then Wednesday you're going to see the PPI. Well, these are huge numbers that the Federal Reserve is monitoring. What are they? Well, the CPI is basically in the inflation level at the consumer level, me and you. The PPI is the producer inflation. So between Tuesday and Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is going to get all the inflation numbers they need. Okay, so you're going to see on the screen right now, you have core CPI, then you have CPI MOM and CPI YOY. What in the world are those things? Well, let's look at it. Core CPI and CPI. Let's break down. CPI actually means this. It's the consumer inflation. Like, for example, they measure how much the cost of eggs went up. Believe it or not, eggs. Okay, so that's one of the components that they watch in part of the CPI. Well, core CPI right here means they extracted out food and energy costs. Why? They're so volatile. For example, I was coming heading home to work from work on Thursday. Gas prices in my area were $4.17. Yesterday, on my way downtown, I went downtown to the city to spend the day. Gas prices were $3.79. Okay, that's a 50% drop or 50 cent drop. Then this morning, coming back to work, they're back to $4.29. So they're all over the map. So the core CPI, what that is it strips out the food and energy costs in this equation. So that's what that means. So this core CPI, the previous number was 0.4. They're expecting it to remain at 0.4. The CPI month over month, that's what MOM means, month over month. So what it was last month compared to this month. They're expecting that rose 0.4 at the last reading. They're expecting that to cool off quite considerably to 0.2. And then you have CPI Y over Y, that's year over year. So they're measuring last May's numbers, and then they're fast forwarding to this May's numbers and saying, what's the difference there? Well, they're expecting a 4.1% rise. The previous reading was 4.9. So we're going to see how all these numbers come in. And then on Wednesday, then you were starting to get the producer's inflation numbers. So what's the markets telling us what the Federal Reserve is going to do? So what we do is we go over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. We're seeing that right here. Why do we watch that? Well, because we have a tool right here, this Chicago Mercantile Exchange. This tool tells us what? What is the likelihood the Fed will change the federal target rate at the upcoming FOMC meeting, the Federal Reserve meeting that's happening tomorrow and Wednesday? What you're seeing down through here is the probabilities of that happening. Okay. So it says federal funds futures meeting probabilities. So the meeting coming up right now is going to be the June 14th meeting. There's a 78% chance, well, just shy of 80% chance they're going to keep rates the same. We are right here in this area right through here right now. Federal funds rate is between 5 and 5.25. That's where they are. So now the odds though at the next meeting in July, there's over a 50% probability that they're going to increase rates at that meeting or the September meeting. So, and then from there, they have it steady through the rest of the year. And then now they're kicking the can to 2024 is when they expect the Federal Reserve to pivot. So this is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Well, let's go over to the bond market. This is what I watched to figure out what in the world's going on. So we pull up this and we're going to see a whole bunch of things on your screen. This is what I see on my screen on a daily basis. We focus in on the bond market. Why? I'm a mortgage guy, so I need to know what's going on with rates to figure out what's going on with housing affordability and all the other stuff. We don't really watch the 10-year treasury. I have this up here for investment purposes. But we watch the MBS market that you're seeing right through here. The MBS market is exactly what it says. It's a mortgage-backed security bond. It's the bond that you should follow to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. All you need to know is this number here, right here. This gives us the price of a bond. Then this number here tells us the difference. What's going on with it right now? Like a stock, is it up or down in price? Well, this one's saying it's down 17 ticks right now. Well, all you need to know is if this number is down, that's not good news. Rates are going up. Well, the bigger the number down is, the bigger the number the up is going to be in rates. So we love when this number goes down. You could see last week, we were up all week, and then on Friday, mortgage rates actually plummeted. And I'm going to show you that here in 1 second. I actually didn't bring that up on my screen yet. So let's get over to see where mortgage rates are right now. This is going to tell us where mortgage rates ended on Friday. So you're going to see that right here. Mortgage, these are the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a home. These rates are published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. And this scenario right here, what you're seeing is, you might say, Dan, that's not the rate you guys quoted me. Well, let me give you an example what this rate represents. This represents what Mortgage News Daily does. They survey mortgages all over the country and said, if you had a borrower with a 740 credit score, putting 20% down, buying their first house, and it's going to be their primary home, it's a single family home, what would the rate be? Well, there's the rates where they are right now. So these are the national averages based on that scenario. So that's not your scenario. What is your scenario? Well, you don't really know. Well, how do you find that out? Well, we have a few tools you can check out. First of all, you can go to Win the House You Love, Kyle Seagraves. He's part of the FRIO team. He educates you guys on the different programs, down payment assistance programs, new FHA guidelines. You can go down through here with all the videos that he has, educating you guys on the products and the procedures on how to buy your first house. Also, Nicole Nark, she's a new member of the FRIO team as well. She's a YouTube influencer and realtor in Arkansas. Look at, she goes through how to buy land, 1% down programs, FHA guidelines, and more and more and more. And then a brand new member of our team is Rick Mahone from Rick Helps. He's a realtor out in Arizona and a YouTube influencer, and he has tons of videos as well giving you guys economic news and mortgage news that you guys should need to know. So check out the other members of the FRIO team. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, how do I reach out to you guys to get some help? Well, there's a few ways to do it. You can go to therateupdate.com right here. What you can do is several things. You can call us 844-775-5626, or you're like, hey, I'm ready to do this thing. How do I do it? Well, just if you don't need any counseling and you just need pre-approved or pre-qualified or just ask questions, well, apply right now. Or if you're like, Dan, I can't call you because I'm working all day and I'm not comfortable applying online because I got a lot of questions. What can I do? Well, we have a one-on-one consultation button down below. And it's for exactly you guys out there to ask your questions one-on-one with me or one of my mortgage advisors to answer any of the questions that you might have. So please check us all out on that and hope you love what you find. So if you find value in my channels, in my partners' channels, please, all I ask you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below so you don't miss any of this information if you're out there looking to buy your first house or your first investment property in 2023. So thanks, guys, for watching. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.